independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now, if you're in Florida, this should be illegal anywhere, but if you're in Florida, it is illegal to leave your child unattended in a hot car for 16 minutes. Right now. If you leave a child in a car, because you know that's how kids are dying all over the place. We've spoken about stupid parents. This fall, there's a theme. This falls into that as well. But in Florida, right now, today, if you leave your child unattended in a hot car for 16 minutes, you are breaking the law. But if you leave your child unattended in a hot car for 15 minutes, you're okay. You're good. That's all right. Because under Florida law, leaving a child in a car for a shorter period of time is legal as long as the car's engine is turned off. So if it's 120 degrees outside with 99% humidity, which is how it sometimes gets in Florida, you can leave the windows rolled all the way up with no air conditioning going at all, no ventilation, no airflow, nothing. And as long as it's just 15 minutes, you're good. You're okay. How long does it take to cook a child? Does anybody know? Does it depend on weight? Is it like a turkey? Does it depend on weight, consistency, thickness, if it's a boneless child or a regular? So is anything like that? Does that work? Does that factor into anything? I don't know. Now the mayor of a city in Florida, Coral Springs, is working in conjunction with state legislators. They're pushing for a bill that tightens the law to safeguard children. The mayor, Skip Campbell, Mayor Skip, nice, said 15 minutes is an awfully long time. And a state representative, Emily Schlossberg out of Boca Raton, agreed and began working on a bill that would prohibit anyone from leaving a child unattended in a hot car for any period of time. Welcome to 2017. Why did it take them so long to get here, by the way? In Florida, where it gets hot. I could almost wrap my mind around this if it were someplace like, I don't know, Michigan, Maine, something like that where it gets cold or it doesn't, you know, I mean, and I know it can in the summer, I'm aware. But you don't generally think of those places as oppressively hot. Why did it take them until 2017 when it seems like during the summer on a daily basis, some moron is leaving their child in the car to die? I mean, the most famous story, I guess, is that idiot in, Georgia a couple years back, who left his son in his car to die, even went out there and looked in the car at one point, and, cried all the crocodile tears, and then they looked over his browsing history on his computer, which I don't think any of us would want police looking at, certainly not our wives, at the browsing history, and found out that he had searched for things like, you know, how long would it take a kid to die in a car that was hot, things like that. Why does it take him so long? And how did they ever get to the point, especially, again, in Florida? No snow. It ever gets cold in Florida. I lived there for a while. They decided, 15 minutes alone in a car, hot car. That's okay. That's good. We're comfortable with that. How did they ever get to that point? I want to know if you think it's ever okay for any length of time. Now, to their credit, they're working on this. But is it ever okay for any length of time to leave your child in the car? Ever? I will point out that my parents left me in the car. Probably explains a lot. Impacts the brain. When I was a kid, you know, my parents would drive up to the grocery store. My mom and I have two older brothers. Sometimes I'd be by myself and they'd say, do you want to come in? I'd say no. And I'd say, okay, you stay in the car. And I said, okay. And that was the security method that was in place. You stay in the car. Okay. Don't die. Don't pass out and die. It's hot outside. Okay, Mom, I won't do that. Thanks. And they would go into the grocery store. And that was just kind of the way it was. That was the norm back then. But nowadays, things are a little bit different now. I don't know if cars are better or global warming or whatever the case may be. But there's a couple of situations. Number one, first, kids are dying in cars because parents are idiots. I'm going to go in here and go shopping. I'm going to go here in here and buy crack. I'm going to go in here and work, and I'll leave my kid in the car. I'll leave the window cracked a little bit. They'll be fine. And everything will be okay. There's the other instance that pops up, by the way, and this is why it's never okay. All right? And I know my parents did it. My parents did a lot of things. I tell my dad sometimes, man, you were idiots. I don't know how I made it. I don't know how I got to this point. You guys were buffoons when you raised me. And he says, yeah, well, things were different. And then we shrug it off and get on with our lives. But in this day and age, now that we know better, there's that other instance, and you hear about this all the time, and I have no sympathy for these people, where somebody, it usually happens in the morning, happens at all times of the day and night, but usually happens in the morning. Somebody will be driving their car. They got their kids in the back. They're on their way taking their kids to school or daycare because they're usually young kids, either babies or toddlers or something along those lines. And mom and dad or mom or dad need their cup of coffee, so they drive up to the convenience store because they can see the car the whole time, right? That makes it okay if you can see the car. And they're just going to they'll leave the car running, leave the kids in the car, and they walk into the convenience store with the big glass walls there that they can see the whole time. And they go in to get their cup of coffee because it's too much of a pain to get the kids out of the car and take them in, get their cup of coffee, and then go back out to the car, get everybody strapped back in the car, and get on with your lives. And what those parents find when they go into the convenience store with the wall of glass and they can see everything happen is that, yes, they can see their kid. And what they get to see is they get to see their children getting driven away by the person who decided to steal their car. And while a lot of times you hear those stories and the kid is found a little bit later on down the road, there have been times where the kid is left off to the side of the road in the dead of night in the cold. There have been times where the kid, they don't see the kid again. They find the car, but they don't find the human or the car thief or the child, at least not right away. And you have to deal with the fact that getting a cup of coffee was more important than making sure your kid was safe. You have to live with that now. Whether you get your kid back or not, you have to live with that for the rest of your life. You have to live with the fact, if you're going to leave your kid in a hot car, which they're trying to prevent in Florida, you have to live with the fact that, you know how this happens. Because anybody who's been a parent has been there. Anybody who has been a parent has been in this situation. I have two kids, which means I've been through it multiple times with each child. You're driving along, and they fall asleep. So now they're asleep, and you know that if you wake them up, they're going to be a grumpy pain in the you-know-what. Grumpy, cranky pain in the you-know-what and inconsolable for the rest of the night until bedtime because you woke them up. And then your wife calls or your husband calls or you remember, damn, I've got to go into the store and get X, whatever X is. So you pull into the grocery store. And again, I've been there. And you look in the back seat and you go, 2 minutes. You literally have to go in for 2 minutes. And we all think about it, but this is where you determine a good parent from a bad parent. Like I said before, my parents did it to me. My parents were idiots. Yeah, most parents were idiots back then. But you look in the back and you go, like I said, 2 minutes. I go in. I know right where the milk is. I grab the milk. I walk up. I can do the self-checkout. I won't have to wait in line. I do the self-checkout. I come right back up. They'll never even know. You'll know. And then you have to make that decision right then and there. If you're going to be a good parent and wake the kid up and drag him into the store and have to deal with that for the rest of the night, which sucks, again, been there. Or if you're going to be the parent who leaves your kid alone in the car. Proudly, I will tell you that I was never the parent who left the kid in the car. I always woke the kid up and dealt with it for the rest of the night. But parents don't do that. But I want to know, because they're making this law, or they're remaking this law in Florida, right now in the state of Florida, it's okay. It's perfectly legal. They can do nothing to you. If you leave your kid in the car with the car turned off and the windows rolled up for 15 minutes, it is 100% perfectly legal. They want to change that to make it illegal to leave your child in the car for alone for any length of time. I want to know if you have ever done it, or if you think it's ever okay to leave your child in the car, given where we are right now. Given, I mean, in the dead of summer right now, you can pick up a newspaper or go on the interwebs at any point during the day. You can do a Google News search any day, cooking baby, whatever, dying baby in car, kid dies in hot car. I guarantee you will find at least one story every day. When we come back, I'll tell you about some of the ideas they've had in order to try. And some of these aren't parents who make the decision, by the way. Some of these parents are idiots who forget that, you know, they have a child. Yeah, the human life in the backseat. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Oops, my bad. He okay? The parents who forget. I want to know if you think it's ever okay to leave a child alone in a car for any length of time. 844-344-2423 is the number here. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in for Chad Benson. You are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Fresh, farm to table. This is The Chad Benson Show.
Thanks for tuning into The Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. We are taking your phone calls about this new Florida bill. It would tighten the law on leaving kids in hot cars. In Florida, which, if you don't know, gets hot. Right now in Florida, if you leave a child in a car unattended with the engine off and the windows rolled up for 16 minutes, you're breaking the law. Anything less than 16 minutes, you're good. You can torture your kid for 15 minutes in a hot car. You're cool. We're happy. We're good with that. Thumbs up in the state of Florida. I don't know if you think it's ever okay for a variety of different reasons, which I laid out before the break. It's not. I want to get to the calls here. But I want to know if you think it's ever okay to leave your child alone in a car. If you're my age, I'm in my early mid-40s. Our parents probably did it, and we were all okay with it. But now there's so many issues going on and so many problems and so many news stories to scare the hell out of all of us. And I've never done it with my kid, nor would I ever. But I want to know if you think it's ever okay. Let's go to Guy in Florida. Hey, Guy. You're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
I'm doing good. You?
What's up?
Not a whole lot. I was just going to say that I'm 55. My parents left me in the car, but we also had those hand crank windows that we could roll down.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny that here in Florida, you're not allowed to leave your dog or your cat in the car, but you can leave your kids in the car?
Only for 15 minutes. Okay. If you're at 16 minutes, you're screwed, man.
Right. Well, the other thing is they've made it legal to break a window to get a pet or a child out.
Yeah, right now if you see somebody in there for it. Well, I wonder how that's the case in Florida. I wonder how that gels with this idea that, because it's a bill that went through in 2016 that provided immunity from civil liability for damage for broken windows for anybody rescuing a trapped person or a pet from a hot car. I wonder under the rules of that bill, if you have to sit there and time it and while the pet or the small child is watching you, you're sitting there looking at your watch going, has it been 15 minutes yet? Okay, at 15 minutes, I'm going to break the window. You just sit in there and suffer. At 15 minutes, I'll break the window.
Right.
I wonder how that gels.
I will attest to the fact that when you sit in a hot car, sun's beating down on it, it doesn't take long for it to get very hot.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think they've realized, like, in a car, and these numbers may be off a little bit, but it's generally true, that let's say it's 80 degrees outside, you're going to be 95 to 100 degrees inside the car.
Oh, in no time.
Yeah, you know, but again, I mean, you know, you got to sit there if you're going to be a good Samaritan. Now, I wouldn't wait the 15 minutes. If I saw a kid in a car, I wouldn't wait 2 minutes. If it was, you know, 90 degrees outside and there was a kid in the car, I'd go get, you know, I couldn't do it with my fist as, you know, hardcore as I think I am. I'd go get something out of my car to smash the window. And if the parent came out, I'd say, screw you, don't leave your kid in the car, idiot, you know. And if they wanted to call the cops, I would stand there and I would tell the officer, this is what happened, this is what I did. If you need to do anything, go ahead, but I'm not sorry I did it. And if I come back tomorrow, I'll do the same thing all over again.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you have to do. All right, Guy, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Appreciate it. Let's go to Steven in Indiana. Hey, Steven, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
And my rickshaw. Hey, just wanted to call
in. Is that a plug? You're calling my show to get plugs for your bluegrass band? Is that what you're doing?
Hey, we are in a cover band.
All right, all right. You got it out there. Now get to the point.
Hey, so I've got this nice new truck. It's got the keyless car entry. And what's nice about that is I can keep the fob in my pocket. And when I walk out of the car, it'll stay on, but it'll lock as soon as I get out of perimeter. I'd say so? I don't have kids. I'm 26, but I mean, my mom definitely left me in the car. But I'd say as long as you're within line of sight with this new technology, technology makes the world a safer place, you know, in some cases.
Sometimes. What about the situation like I talked about earlier where, you know, the mom or the dad drive up to the convenience store? And just go into this convenience store. They're literally, in some cases, we've all been to convenience stores, depending on where you are, you could be as close as, you know, 20 feet from your car, and they get to watch their car get stolen with their child in the back.
Like I said, if you have the fob in your pocket, if you keep it on your person and you leave that vehicle, it will lock as soon as you get out within, like, 5 feet out.
You break the window. Somebody breaks the window. You think? Look, have you? Do you ever watch TV during sweeps?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Then ultimately, you've seen the story. And, Steven, I got a break. Thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Ultimately, you've seen the story. It doesn't take 10 seconds for somebody to break a window and steal your car. If they know what they're doing, okay? It would take them less time to break the window, steal the car, and drive away with your kid in the car than it would for you to look up and run out to the car. They could get away. You know, it's not a chance I'm willing to take with my kids' lives. All right, we will take more of your phone calls coming up. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. I'm Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Chad Benson, and you are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now we are talking about a bill they're pushing in the state of Florida that would make it illegal to leave your child in the car on a hot day, any day really, for any length of time. Right now in Florida, one of our hotter states, more humid states, can get pretty uncomfortable in a vehicle. I lived there. It can get pretty uncomfortable in a vehicle for a short period of time. But right now in the state of Florida, if you leave your child in the car for 16 minutes, you are breaking the law. With the windows rolled up and the car off. If you do it at 15 minutes, you're good. You're fine. So I don't know if you think it's ever okay to leave your child in the car for any length of time. Let's go to Dave in Indiana. Hey, Dave. You're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey. How you doing?
Casey, doing well. Thank you for letting me up to bat. I got a couple of quick points. And the first one, Guy alluded to a couple callers ago. He talked about rolling windows down. Cars are very different today from when I grew up. I mean, we had 440 air conditioning. That means four windows open at 40 miles an hour. So we were used to being in a hot car. And if it was too hot, we could open the door and get out. Today, windows are tinted. You can't see in them. Parents are afraid their kid's going to get taken. They roll them all up and button the thing up tight. And if a kid opens the door, an alarm's going to go off. And I don't know how much of an impact that has, but I think it has one.
I don't think it has as much as you think, because if you read the news these days, I mean, you hear more and more stories these days in the past 5 years than I ever did about, you know, kids dying and overheating in cars. It's kind of vile.
Yeah, and I wonder if they're leaving kids out there more often because cars are different and they think differently. I don't know if there's a cause effect. Yeah. I just wanted to toss that out. But the second thing is, no, I agree with you. There is no amount of time. And I want to use your going in for a jug of milk scenario. Mm-hmm. It's only going to be a second. You know, right where the milk is, you go inside, and the person before you, the milk that they took out was leaking, and it dripped on the floor. And the heel of your right foot finds it, and your head pops against that nice, soft, comfy floor in the supermarket. And 18 minutes later, you wake up, and your kid's still in the car.
Yeah, hopefully.
How likely is that to happen? Probably very, very unlikely.
Yeah.
But is it worth that risk? No,
well, I always think of it this way. I would never be able to live with myself. And that was always the reasoning I used when I was, you know, when my kids were small enough and needed to sleep or were babies and were taking their naps or whatever. Would I be able to live with myself if anything happened? And the answer was always no. There was a time when my daughter was not even a year old. And this was before, my daughter's 17 now, so she wasn't even a year old. This was before you could use your debit card to buy anything anywhere. This is when you still had to have cash to go someplace.
Yep.
And I needed to go to McDonald's and get lunch for everybody. And I drove up to the bank. My daughter was awake. She was wide awake. She was in the back of the car. She was in her little carrier. And I was literally 5 feet from the ATM. And I looked at the ATM and I looked back at my daughter and I was like, I can't do it because what if somebody grabs, something happens, and I would never be able to live with myself. So I pulled my daughter out of the car, literally walked the 5 feet, got the $20 because, again, couldn't use your debit card at McDonald's back then, and got the money, walked back to my car, put my daughter back in and drove away. And I always remember that time when I hear about people saying, well, it was just a minute. I was just in a hurry. I was just blah, blah, blah. You just can't do
that. Casey, I was one of those guys. I was one of those guys that my car was parked right outside the double doors of the convenience store. The checkout counter was right inside those double doors. I was at the checkout counter when the clerk, who I knew, looked outside and said, hey, isn't that your car pulling out? It was stolen.
Were your kids in it?
That fast. No.
Yeah, and that's what people seem to think. It's going to take because somebody doesn't have the key or the door's locked or something, that somebody, even if you have the door locked, somebody who knows how to steal a car, I mean knows how to steal a car, can get in your car and drive away before you look up. You know, that's how fast they are. Dave, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. But everybody thinks they're faster than the guys who do that for a living, and you're not. I mean, think about it. Let's go to Mike in Vegas. Mike, you're on the Chad Benson Show. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You bet.
A couple points here. Here in Vegas, obviously, just last week, a week and a half ago, parents left child in the car, probably 130 degrees in that car, left the child there for an hour and a half. I don't think there's anything more disgusting or abhorrent to have a child suffocate and die in that type of vehicle, environment. But
well, because you're not just killing the child, you're torturing the child for an extended period of time before they die. I mean, not that killing your child is okay on any level, but you're prolonging it and torturing them and putting them literally through hell before they're even, get to experience death's sweet release. So that's what makes you doubly evil.
Amen to that. And then a couple other real quick points. So another point is, in most states, you're not allowed to leave your children at home unless they're 11 years old or 12 years old. So leaving a child in a car unattended should be the same thing. And then thirdly, what about abduction? They're just talking about dying in the car. Yeah. What about abduction or anything like that, or just the fear of the child having to sit in the car by themselves? I think they should make the law so stringent, not involuntary manslaughter. They should more of the lines make it in torture, abuse, and even close to murder. And they should get 10 to 15 years in jail for that. But more people are outraged about dogs dying in cars these days than children. And that's another one that really blows my mind.
See, it seems like it, Mike. It really does. I would agree with you, but you have to know that when you're talking about charging a parent with murder for leaving the kid, you and I would be standing pretty much by ourselves on that side of the room. Most people are like, well, accidents happen. And when I hear people do that, and Mike, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. When I hear people doing that, When I hear people, you know, trying to make excuses, all I can hear them saying is, well, I might leave my kid at some point. And I don't want to be punished if I leave my kid at some point. And you know what they're doing? I said before the last commercial break that I was telling you what some of the things they're coming up with in order to try to convince you. And this bothers me to no end, but to try to keep you from leaving your kid in the car. A lot of these things came up after that unfortunate situation where the dad looked like actually was trying to kill his son by leaving him in the car. He worked at a Home Depot in Georgia and had been Googling it. We talked about it earlier. All these experts came up and said, well, what you should do is leave your cell phone in the back seat, which bothered me because you'll remember your cell phone, but not your child. A friend who lives in Arizona, and she told me that when there was a big rash of them a couple of years ago, they suggested leaving one of your shoes in the backseat, your non-driving foot. You know, most cars are automatic, so you don't have to use a clutch anymore. Like if you leave your left shoe in the back seat of the car, because that way when you get out, you'll put your foot right on the ground and you'll go, oh, I need my shoe, and then you'll go into the back seat and get the shoe. So again, you can remember your shoe, but you can't remember your child. And people have said that. As this stuff pops up, people have said that. Well, you know, I forgot that he was back there. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not the brightest bulb on the tree. I have two kids. Never a single time did I forget that they were in the car, even if they were asleep. I don't know if I have some sort of creepy superpower that allowed me to remember that my kids were in the back seat. I don't know. But every time, I never once forgot that my children were in the back seat. I never had to consider leaving my cell phone in the back seat so that I would remember, you know, cell phone, human life. I never had to remember leaving my shoe in the back seat because, ew, the smell, especially if it's hot, you know, the smell alone would be. But I never had to remember leaving my shoe in the back seat because, again, shoe, human life. I always remembered the human life. Always. And it's bothersome. And you would like to sit here and think that, well, it's just the stupid people. It's the lesser people. You know what I mean? It's the underprivileged people that are doing it. But it's not. If that were the case, that would be one thing. Maybe there's a problem in, you know, certain communities. But it's not. It transcends economic boundaries. Middle class, upper class, right on down to the poor are all leaving their kids in the car. Now, the stories you hear that get the most play are the mom who, had a shift at the strip club, didn't have anybody to watch the kids, so she left the car in the parking lot, went out and danced, came out periodically, we hope, to check on the kids, and then went back in and danced, and that was a problem. You hear that story, but then you hear about the stories like we've been talking about, where the mom is, I just need my coffee for the morning, or the dad, too. I'm not throwing moms under the bus. I just needed my cup of coffee for the morning and left the kids in the car because we all think we're faster than somebody whose job it is to steal a car. And then what are you going to do when you get there, by the way? And what if they have a gun? What are you going to do? You get a shot? Just don't leave your kid in the car. Get your kid out of the car because then you don't have that problem. If someone's trying to steal your car, oh, someone's trying to steal my car. That sucks, but ultimately someone's trying to steal my car. I have insurance. Hopefully they're just using it for a joyride, something like that. I can get the car back. That's a little bit different. I would be mad, but I would get over it if someone stole my car. I would be mad, but I don't think I would get over it if someone stole my child. And it's even bothersome. I mean, it's great that Florida's doing this. If you're just tuning in, they're trying to make it a law that you can not leave your child in the vehicle for any length of time. Right now, you can leave your kid alone in a closed, locked car with the engine off for 15 minutes, perfectly legal in Florida. Not a damn thing they can do for you. 16 minutes, they'll come after you. 15 minutes, nothing. Not a damn thing. But so they're trying to make the law. But you would think, why do we? It's sad that we have to make that law. It's sad that we have to suggest you throw your cell phone in the back seat, so that when you get your cell phone, oh yeah, my baby. It's sad that you know, my friend in Arizona, and I can't verify this, but this was a it wasn't a law, but it was a suggestion that was thrown out there. She told me that they were, you know, telling you to leave your shoe in the car, in the back seat of the car. Oh, I got to get my shoe. Oh wait, my baby. I mean, doesn't that sound stupid? Sounds stupid to me. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name is Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Chad Benson. You are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Hey, you want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
Thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Taking your phone calls about this bill in Florida would make it illegal to ever leave your child alone in a car under any circumstances. Right now in Florida, you can. In fact, they try to make it as torturous as possible. Under the current law in Florida, it's okay to leave your child alone in a locked car, but the engine has to be off. You can do that for 15 minutes. At 16 minutes, you're screwed. You got problems. But 0 to 15, you can do that. But one of the rules is the engine has to be off. So we wouldn't want them getting any comfort from the air conditioning in any way, shape, or form at all under those circumstances. So I wonder if you think it's ever okay to leave your kid alone in the car. Let's go to Sam in Arizona. Hey, Sam. You're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey.
How's it going?
How are you? Doing good, man.
Good. It's just my opinion. And I'm a mushroom. I'm a nobody. But if you leave your kid in the car to die, then you should die. That's just my opinion.
Well, again, you know, I would be in favor with you. But see, if you leave your kid to die, that's kind of telling. That's a semantical game. But I'm not leaving my kid to die. I'm leaving my kid in there because I just don't want to drag him into the store. I don't want to drag this kind of stuff. And those are all the excuses you'd get. If you're leaving your kid in the car specifically for the reason of dying, then yeah, I'd be right there with you, Sam. Let's take the gun out and shoot him in the head right now.
I mean, you neglect your child to that point, then you're obviously, you need to just go.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with society today is people don't care, and that's ridiculous.
That's one of the things that's wrong with society, but you're absolutely right. But again, you know, you come down to, well, did they do it on purpose? And can you prove they did it on purpose? Or did they just walk out and say, oh, I forgot? Because apparently that's a thing. I don't get that, but apparently that's a thing. All right, Sam, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Let's go to John in Georgia. Hey, John, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Good, Casey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
So I'm calling in because I'm curious. We never had this problem back in the 70s and the 80s. We never did hear about kids getting left in cars and dying of heat exhaustion.
Uh-huh.
What's changed? Where did we go wrong?
I don't know. I don't know if it's getting reported on more. You know, they. I remember. You remember Elizabeth Smart when she got abducted in her home in Utah, and everybody went crazy and you know, about their kids, and we were talking, oh my God, what's going on in society these days? And they actually did a study and found that less kids are abducted now, or at least at that point in time, than were back, you know, in the 70s and 80s when we were growing up. So I don't know if it's happening more. I don't know if it's getting reported more. I don't know if parents are getting more irresponsible. I will tell you that I think that as a society, we're becoming more irresponsible. As a society, parents are getting less interested in being parents, and that might have something to do with it.
Well, the phone thing is a prime example. You know, having to put your phone in the back seat so you can remember your kid, that tells me where, you know, where
priorities.
Things have changed.
Well, you see, that bothered me, too, because I can remember my phone, but I can't remember the human being in the back of the car. You know, that bothered me quite. And the same with, in your state, in Arizona for a while, they were, a friend of mine who lives there told me that they were suggesting that to leave a shoe in your car or your shoes.
That's just nuts.
Yeah, and
that's what we've come to.
Yeah. All right, John, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. You know, and that's where we are. And that's what makes it pathetically sad. And I really don't know. And I guess I don't even know if anybody's done a study on that, because you'd think we would hear about that if they had. I don't know if anybody's done any of the actual legwork and research to determine whether or not more kids are being left in their cars now to die as opposed to when we were growing up. I think more kids were left in the car when we were growing up because it was not demonized to the point that it is now. And it should be demonized now, by the way. Like I said earlier in the show, I can remember sitting in the car and sweating because usually I was given the option, which means I was older than being an infant. But usually I was given the option by my parents, do you want to go in? And if I said no, they would say, okay, you're not to get out of the car. And I would say, okay, and I'd sit there in the car. And nowadays, you read the stories and everything, and my mom's passed away, but I'll say to my dad, you guys were idiots. I don't know how I made it to this age, you know. I don't know how I made it to the age 13 without dying because of the things you people let me do that are now considered completely taboo and off limits. But that's the society we live in, so I really don't know if it's worse now than it was. Either way, it's pathetic that we're now having to make laws to protect kids from their own parents. I do not remember a time in our society where we had to make laws to protect kids from their own parents. That's bothersome on so many different levels. Anyway, my name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in for Chad Benson today, and you are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
This is The Chad Benson Show.